Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Yud Dalet. And in Shabbos, daf Yud Dalet, Amud Aleph, the Gemara, in Shabbos, daf Yud Dalet, Amud Beis, the Gemara explains why there is a Gzeira decree that if someone, after he goes to the mikvah, he immerses his head and his rove of his body, majority of his body, in mayim shuvim, in drawn water, in water that comes from a kli, not water that's kosher for mikvah. The rabbi said that he now is tamei. What's the reason? Because originally, people would go to the mikvah in these really, in these mei ma'aros, these putrid cave water, I guess the water in a cave, and it was really smelly. Then afterwards, they would pour, fresh water on them from Mayim Shuvim. And the concern was they would say that the mikvah water, the smelly mikvah water is not what purified us. It was the Mayim Shuvim which purified us. And therefore they made a gzeirah, a decree that you can't do that right after you go to the mikvah. And the question is, does that apply now? Are you allowed to shower immediately after going to the mikvah? Now the Ramah in Siman Reish Aleph Seif Ayin Hey in Yoredeya writes that to shower immediately afterwards, after going to the mikvah, yesh ostrim, there are some who forbid it. This is the Mordechai v'cheinagu. The Ramah said this is the custom, even though the decree in the days of the Gemara was that you would be ritually impure insofar as it meant that if you touched teruma, then the teruma would become invalid. That doesn't seem to apply nowadays. We don't have issues of teruma becoming invalid. Nevertheless, we have this decree, apparently, that it's still in place, according to the Ramah. And therefore, some poskim would say that we should, after someone goes to the mikveh, they should not shower immediately after. Not everyone followed this approach. For example, Rav Aviner, in one of his books, in one of his svarim, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There's a story where Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would bathe before and after he immersed in the mikveh. The students asked him why he acted this way. And Shlomo Zalman said, I shower beforehand to fill the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, so as not to make the mikvah dirty. And I shower afterwards because of those who do not fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha and who make the mikvah dirty. Regarding women, now that is obviously, there's only a custom to go to the mikvah when it comes to men. For a woman who goes to the mikvah where there's an obligation, so Rav Aviner writes that it's permissible to wash the body, the entire body, as long as it's not done all at once, but part by part. This would not violate the gzeira. He also suggests that Rav Yashiv has a little bit of a chiddush, an innovative ruling, that he says a shower does not wash the entire body all at once, but part by part. And even if the shower does cover the entire body, each drop of water is still separate and touches a different part of the body. So this, a little bit of a chiddush, but this would allow a woman to shower after immersing in the mikvah if she wishes. Also, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, writes that notwithstanding the Ramah, he says there's grounds to allow a woman to shower after going to the mikvah who asks about this, especially if as a result of doing that, she doesn't feel good from going to the mikvah, and one can be lenient in this regard. Although, again, some poskim will say better to wait to go to shower until after the woman comes home.